I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. I'm in my dressing room, waiting to go in there because we've got Gerard Butler making his clubhouse debut. We're playing Plead the Fifth with him, with 50 Cent. I love 50 Cent so much. He's so cuddly to me. I just went in with a lot of hugs and cuddles. No cuddles, but I would like to cuddle with him. And he's got a stylist in there. He's got like 30 pairs of socks laid out. And like so much stuff. I just makes me think that when I go on a talk show, I should actually start to think about what I'm wearing, because clearly I don't. Anyway, should be good. See you at the show.
His name equals two combined quarters, and in 300, I really admired his hindquarters. It's Watch What Happens Live with Gerard Butler and 50 Cent now. I'm Andy Cohen here with the stars of Den of Thieves in my den of me. A lot of people, myself included, were obsessed with my first guest Ab's acting abilities in 300. But did you ever hear that he also once cracked a walnut with his butt? Here to tell us more, it's the star of Den of Thieves in theaters Friday. Welcome, Gerard Butler, for his first time in the clubhouse. Very exciting. And every time he visits or his name even comes up in the clubhouse, so much tea is spilled, we have to get our rug cleaned. Give it up for Gerard's co-star and our very good friend, 50 Cent. Hey, Curtis. Great to see you. I'm so glad you're here. It's always great to see you, and it's so exciting to have you here in the clubhouse for your very first time.
It's great to be here.
Thank you for coming. And over at the bar, in honor of Gerard's abconic role in 300, it's a couple of model trainers dressed as Spartans who may give some of you a raging spart on. Hey, Michael and Sean, our buddies. Michael and Sean are basically becoming our, like, Price is Right spokesmodels. They're here so much. The Jersey reunion was tonight. It was amazing. Teresa confessed that she wants to make out with me. Ramona called. So much happened. In a little bit, we're going to have a sneak peek of next week's episode. It is explosive. Speaking of Housewives 50, Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey calls herself 50 Cent because she turned 50 this year. Here she is dressed as you. This past Halloween. Did you see that?
I did see that.
It's very cool.
It was cool for Halloween, too.
And it seems like you are really stuck in Miss Bailey's brain. Take a look.
Are my nipples in?
Yeah. I don't know why my breasts are always out. It's like instead of being 50 Cent, I should be Titty Cent. I am Titty Cent.
That's not a bad idea.
Yes, all right. In Den of Thieves, 50 is a bad boy and Gerard is a bad cop, and both think they are above the law. But here's what. Are these two tough guys above the awe? Gentlemen, I'll mention a few things some people find heart-melting, and you tell me which of them penetrates your rock-hard pecs and to touch your hearts. Okay, rolling around with a bunch of puppies. Does that make your tendrils lift? Do you enjoy that?
When's the last time you rolled around with a bunch of puppies?
This morning, weirdly enough.
Is that true?
No.
Oh.
I like that idea, though.
You like that. Yeah. Okay, what about a significant other buying you flowers? Do you guys like that? Does that make you warm and tingly?
Buy me flowers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do you enjoy that?
He bought me flowers during Den of Thieves. I didn't appreciate it.
Right. Okay, what about videos of soldiers coming home and surprising their kids? Do those make you cry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Right. What about a little kid telling you you're his or her hero? You're my hero.
It depends on how big the kid is.
Right.
Hip-hop, you see strange things.
Right, okay, like under 10, I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
When it gets too old, you be like, man, back up.
Right, okay. Okay, what about a baby with the hiccups? That's cute, right?
That's so cute.
Yeah, okay, that's so
cute. Sometimes, because they throw up and then...
Yes, okay, okay.
No, what but about, when it just keeps going, when they can't stop,
yes,
that's really fun.
You like it. Seeing a good Samaritan help an elderly woman across the street, that's sweet, right?
Yeah.
No, Gerard doesn't think so.
Whatever.
What about your best friend asking you to be godfather to his baby?
Yeah, that's good. That's,
yeah.
These
are great.
It's like your new baby, but you don't have child support for it.
Right, exactly. You're a softie.
I'm trying
They're
to tell
softies,
you.
Everybody. Thank you very much. We really like to get to know you. Finally, once in this clubhouse, a caller called in and asked 50 Cent how much cash he had in his pocket. You had 10 grand in your pocket. How much are you carrying today?
I had a few dollars. In case I gotta spend something.
Are you kidding me?
By the way,
it's not true.
Yeah.
Interested in this. Just came out of his pocket.
Oh wow!
What the f- is that?
A blonde hair.
No, hold on. Stylist.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I'm not. But this. This is like a, okay. This is what you're carrying with you right now.
It was $10,000 when we started.
Okay, so that was the last time he was here. Then he revealed that he decided it was better to deposit his fat stacks in his bank instead of his pants, but clearly not tonight, which I think instantly qualified him to give out financial advice. Here's what we're gonna play, is 50 thrifty? Curtis, I'm gonna throw out a situation. You tell us how you would handle it thriftily. How much is too much money to spend on a vacation, would you say?
Whatever will make you like angry when you come home.
Okay. How much money should you spend on a first date?
Depends on where the date is.
Okay, but someone you want to impress.
Whatever won't make you angry when you come home.
The restaurant, right? Whether you go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
$300, $400.
Okay, $300, $400. How much should a proper haircut cost? I bet you haven't paid for a haircut in a long time.
No, I had the same barber for 23 years. And you wouldn't believe what he's charging me now. This guy's a loser, right? Because he's charging me like the bill goes all the way up to, it's like, no, if I'm not on set, you don't charge me like that.
Yeah, right.
Where's my free
haircut? Does he charge you over $100 for your
haircut? And then where's my free haircut for the holidays?
Yeah, right. what percentage should you tip a waiter?
I think it should tip according to the actual
service. How much money should you bring to a strip club? If you're going to a strip club, what kind of brick are you bringing with you?
You need some money, man. You need some money.
Are you bringing 10 grand to a strip club?
This is charitable.
Yes, charitable.
It's like...
All right. Thank you very much,
Vinny.
Let's go to Sarah from Albany on the line. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
My question is for 50 Cent.
Okay.
Looking back, are you still happy you turned down $500,000 to make an appearance at the Trump campaign?
You were offered $500,000 to appear at an event for his campaign?
I don't think that was good money. That wasn't good money.
It was not good money.
No, what it would have done in that time period?
Right.
That's why they offered that.
Right. It's like, who offered it to you? The campaign?
Yeah.
Wow. Gerard Crispy emailed, what was the most intimidating part of starring in Phantom of the Opera? Did you even sing before that movie?
No. I sang in a rock band when I was training as a lawyer, but I had never had a singing lesson in my life. And then I heard that they were interested in me, so I went and I took a singing lesson, and then a week later I was singing Music of the Night
for
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That's amazing.
And I was doing other movies, singing the songs from Phantom.
Wow.
To try and get...
And do you ever sing them anymore, or kapitznay?
Not really, no.
Yeah. I will say he has the most amazing bio, Gerard Butler. Yeah. He was a lawyer. He saved like 8 people's lives through the years, I notice. That comes up again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, it's funny because I saved this boy from drowning and I won an award for it. And then he recently got married and they got in touch with me and asked me to do a speech. So I recorded a speech and I sent it to his wedding.
So
at his wedding, this whole speech from me talking about, whatever. Anyway, it was quite
funny. Mikey
ended up talking about shagging sheep for some reason. I don't know how this speech turned into.
Have you f***ed a sheep?
No, I've tried, but. They're really hard to catch.
Have you?
No.
Okay. 50, Mikey P. texted, would you ever agree to do a cameo on Empire?
No.
I think that was a yes.
Ava A. emailed, have you and Vivica Fox maintained contact since reconciling your differences and her appearing on 50 Central?
Oh, no, but we are friends.
But you're good. Yeah. Yes, good. Let's go to Christy from Texas. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
My question is for Gerard.
Okay.
Where is the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I can feel that.
Did you? Really?
Before she finished the statement. Now tell the truth.
I'm going to tell
find
the truth.
It,
I'm
find
trying
it.
To, I'm trying to think because I've had sex in some crazy places.
In a plane?
That's like standard.
Actually, no. I've never had sex in a plane. I had sex on the side of a volcano once.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
That's good.
Actually, it was pretty hot. And on a glacier.
On a glacier?
Yeah.
Wow, you like temperate areas.
Yes. No. If you're somewhere interesting, you kind of think it would be nice to...
absolutely.
To make this a more interesting story. I was on a glacier. People go, that's cool.
Well, what happened on the glacier? Like, what motivated that action? Like,
that fact that I was on a glacier. I'm like, hey, wouldn't it be kind of awesome if we had sex? I got to be honest, it was not fun.
Really?
No.
Too cold?
My ass stuck to the ice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kimberly from... hey, Fitty, what's the crazy...
What the
Fitty,
wait. Y'all gotta wait till I grow up.
What's the craziest place that you've had sex, Curtis?
On a glacier.
No, we technically gotta find something has to. Well, I gotta identify, like, I am crazy, so I don't know exactly what is crazy.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm very spontaneous, and I don't care. Once I get there, I don't care. I'm gonna start doing things.
Let's go to Kimberly from St. Louis.
It feels right.
What's your question?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My question is for Decent.
Okay.
Have you heard from Jay-Z since you posted on Instagram about titles, money woes, and called his new album golf course music?
You called Jay-Z's new album golf course music?
No, it was mature. The record was mature. And I felt like he was like the... We got to keep that out of the music because hip-hop culture is connected to youth culture.
Right.
So you can't really be like... We can't be like 50 years old on the record.
And so did you hear from him after you posted this?
Nah, you cool. Like, I think they misinterpret
what you were saying. Really?
Because when I say that, he knows I'm saying that it's a little smarter than what's out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you're saying?
When you say golf course
music. Golf course music?
It means just, oh, when do you get into the golf course?
Me?
At what part of your life do you get into golf?
Older.
Yeah, it's like that's why I said golf course.
Man. Okay. Gerard, how do you think your first visit to the clubhouse is going?
I think it's going exceptionally well.
Well, I'm sorry to say it's about to get worse because, Gerard Butler, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. Hey. I have three questions for you. Plead the fifth to only one. Gerard Butler, name one movie you did strictly for the paycheck.
Just the paycheck.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, no.
You may plead the fifth.
Oh, shit. Okay,
I
plead the fifth.
Okay. Gerard Butler, you have kissed both Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston on screen. Who is the better kisser?
No.
No, we need to know this.
Jennifer Aniston. I'm just going, I'm just taking you by surprise. But can you plead the fifth?
No, this is good. This is good stuff.
Gerard Butler, what is your favorite and least favorite 50 Cent song?
In the Club's my favorite.
Okay.
And In the Club's my least favorite.
What's it like acting with Curtis?
We didn't actually get a chance to do much together, which was a bummer.
Andy, but this is my movie. I'm like the superstar.
Is that right?
And I got Gerard Butler in it.
Oh, really?
I'm here on this whole press tour just to support 50 because he is so good in this movie. And he's amazing in the movie. And I was in a lot of the scenes. I was there because, I was a producer on the movie, so I was around all the time. And I have to say, it's like he's one of these guys because he's so much charisma and so much gravitas that he just stands and literally people around watching get so excited. He just, even when he does almost nothing, he's amazing to watch.
I have five kids in the movie.
He's been a busy boy.
I've been up at night.
See? I gotta ask you, Curtis, we were talking about your bio earlier and how interesting and diverse, and your story of how you came to be and what you had a rough childhood.
Right.
You've talked about that a lot. But, as I was reading it, I was reading about you, I think dealing crack when you were like 12, right?
It was crack.
When you're 12 years old and out on the street dealing crack, honest to goodness, did you get scared? I mean, what?
Well, no, it was so much going on in the environment, in the neighborhood that it just was there. Like, there's so much stuff there. It's just, like, I grew up with nine. My grandmother's new number nine because my mom is the one of her nine kids that got killed. So I come back into the house to live with them. And then it's easy to kind of, you get something when someone's done with it when there's nine kids around.
Uh-huh.
So, I kind of, having that many kids, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. So I was able to get out of the house.
To breathe.
To get around.
Get in and out.
Yeah.
I know, but when you were out on the streets at that age, were you ever scared at that time? Or were you always just kind of a fearless guy?
Because it kind of feels like it's the neighborhood, like it's home. Like,
right.
When you're from there, like you can... You just get accustomed to it, so it's just, everything is just there.
Got it. All right, well, it is time for our mazel of the day. I thought I would ask 50 Cent to do the honors, okay? So what's your mazel of the day?
My mazel is, like, when I see people still, following with an intensity when I haven't released material in a while, like new music. Like, as soon as the music comes on, it takes them back to the time period when it was.
Right. Yeah, we've been listening to your music during the commercial breaks. Yeah, so that makes you happy. And then, Gerard, give us your jackhole.
I think it's probably breaking more than 50% of my New Year's resolutions.
Is that true already?
Well, I had decided I was going to run for at least 30 minutes every day, no matter what. I haven't run once. Not once. I haven't even. So it's not. It's like not even about breaking. It's about not even getting close.
I want to thank Gerard 50 and our model trainer Warriors. back with the stars of Den of Thieves, Gerard Butler and 50 Cent. The movie opens on Friday. Behind the bar, it's Michael and Sean, our model trainers. Oh, my God. Wow, they're really doing some serious acting over there. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name's Kelly. I'm calling from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hey, Kelly, what's your question?
Gerard, what was your workout like to get those abs for 300?
How many hours a day?
This is going to sound like bullshit, but in actual fact, I was training 6 hours a day for the 3 months up until 300 because I had the 300 workout, but I also had my own bodybuilder, so I worked out with all the guys, but then I had a bodybuilder, and then I also did all the stunt training and the choreography. And then when I was on set, I had a guy follow me around with weights the whole time, and I became...
Wow. Six hours a day?
6 hours a day. And, every break, and I would pump between every shot. And
did you hate it? Or...
No, you get into it. You know, you go from thinking, how am I going to get away?
Don't do it, Andy.
I'm on the program right now.
It's amazing the click that goes between fear and then inspiration. You go from, how am I going to get away with this? I'm going to get caught out. I'm not looking good to... I am going to look better than anybody.
And you did. I mean, but that's the thing. I mean, when you created that body, then you had to have thought, this is amazing. I mean, I'm sure that inspired you to keep going.
6 hours a day.
Yeah. And then when the movie finished, that's when I started eating like a freak.
Good.
And ended up in some kind of rehab. It was good.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name? And where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Lulu. I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for 50 Cent. How do you feel about Cardi B and her new song, Success? And would you ever want to collaborate with her?
What are your feelings on Cardi B, and would you ever want to collaborate with her?
I think it's dope. I think when artists come from the harder backgrounds.
Uh-huh.
You know, because she ain't got to dance no more. She making money moves.
Mm-hmm. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Kelly from Washington, Illinois.
Hey, Kelly. Oh, that's confusing. What's your question?
By the way, Andy, I just love, love, love you, but my question is for Gerard.
Okay.
Hey, 50, by the way.
How you doing?
What is the most good?
I knew you was for Gerard when you said where you was from.
Oh, hey, now, come on.
What's your question?
What is the most bizarre rumor that you have ever heard about yourself?
Most bizarre rumor you've ever heard about yourself?
I can't. It's weird because I feel like I hear a lot of them all the time. But
we had Brandy Glanville on the show a few years ago, and she kind of spurted out that you two had a fling. Were you shocked by that when that
got
in the news?
Oh, Andy, how did that go?
So anyway, there was a rumor that. I had no idea who she was.
Right.
And I kept saying, so what are you doing? She goes, doesn't matter, it's not important. And we hung out.
You mean when you met her, you didn't know that she was that she was on TV or anything like that?
No idea.
Right.
And it was kind of a crazy time in my life. Anyway, we hung out, we had fun, and then I never saw her again. Suddenly, I was walking down the street with the director and these guys from
TMZ.
TMZ come running down the street going, hey, what about you and Brandy Glanville? And I'm like... Who's Brandy Glanville? Because I didn't even know her last name. So I'm like, who's Brandy Glanville?
No, that don't count.
She got pretty upset.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, but that don't count. If you don't know her last name, that didn't happen.
Okay. Then I'm a virgin.
Right. Yeah. Andy, come on. You don't know her last name? What happened? I don't know what happened.
Right. That's the rule.
Yes.
Wait a minute. There was a rumor that I had sex with two women in a porta potty at Coachella.
Yes.
I thought I was pretty putrid.
Yes, was not true.
I mean, boy, did I try. No, it's not true. No, not at all. Actually, that one really bothered me.
That bothered you?
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, it's Mindy calling from Bowie, Maryland.
Hey, Mindy, what's your question?
My question's for 50.
Okay.
I was wondering, did you splurge on anything after you signed your massive deal with Starz?
No, just a little watch. I got myself something for Christmas.
Is it that watch that you're wearing now? Yeah. Oh, that's nothing.
Hey,
it looks good.
I did what you did for you.
I know. Yes, you're right.
You gotta love yourself, baby.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Like, I'm just, you know. I really appreciate me.
Yeah, I know. Gerard has a strength.
I deal with stars, Jim.
I want to thank Gerard Butler and 50 Cent of Movies Debt of Fees. Thank you very much, Michael and Sean. Always great to see you. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.